Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time, and from Ireland we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university, and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled Bon Voyage.
The scripture reading is in the first letter to Timothy. Those who have believing masters must not be disrespectful to them on the ground that they are members of the church. Rather, they must serve them all the more, since those who benefit by their service are believers and beloved. Teach and urge these duties. Whoever teaches otherwise and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that is in accordance with godliness is conceited, understanding nothing, and has a morbid craving for controversy and for disputes about words. From these come envy, dissension, slander, base suspicion, and wrangling among those who are depraved in mind and bereft of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain. Of course, there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world, and we are certain that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The word of the Lord. When Christian disciples who attended a celebration of the Eucharist last Sunday listened to the Gospel text, they remembered again where the prayerful words we repeat before receiving Holy Communion came from. I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. They are the words, as we rediscovered, of the Roman centurion. I say this today since our opening text as we celebrate the Eucharist this Friday is, so to speak, full of what we now call quotations or snappy summaries of wisdom. We brought nothing into the world, and it's certain we can take nothing out of it. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Fight the good fight of the faith. Speaking of quotations, famous or otherwise, social and political life in the nation where we live can be marked by frequent slogans and political assertions or accusations framed, often unfairly, sometimes in a decisively judgmental manner, framed to support a particular course of action or a potential leader who might lead us along that specific course of action or reform. The civic duty of looking after each other, not just in our own family, but also and particularly those who otherwise seem very helpless and poor, this is a civic duty recognized also by disciples of Jesus as an honorable way of behaving. More, for Christians, it is a duty that arises from our belief in the one who gave his all for us and for our long-term salvation. The opening readings during the celebration of the Eucharist these last few days have enabled disciples to hear more and more of Paul's advice to Timothy as a preacher and as a guide for other disciples. Paul assures Timothy that the gifts he has are to be used for the building up of others and their adherence to Jesus, their trust in the Saviour. You, the listener, are on a journey of faith, and it is the same journey that your speaker finds himself on, though the route taken by each of us on the same journey may be widely divergent. Not many travellers are content to accept the travel agent's word that there is only one viable path between, say, Seattle and Denver. As a prospective traveller, you may want to enjoy the holiday or excursion even before heading out by examining a range of routes you might take, depending also on how quickly you need to get to Denver. Christian disciples often take very different routes, but we all seek to follow Jesus, who is himself the way. Disciples can be as different as Peter and Paul, but we live in and for Christ, and we trust in him who will guide us, as Paul sought to accompany the preacher and Christian leader Timothy in staying loyal to the Saviour and his teaching. If your journey as a disciple has taken a few diversions that are not either approved or contemplated by Christian travel agents, don't worry. Once you have seen the error of your ways, the Lord can continue to move in mysterious ways and guide you in ways he knows, paths to which he will gradually introduce you. I say gradually, since the Lord is patient, almost beyond belief. But our belief, halting and even half-hearted at times, our belief can also enable us to trust in the grace the Lord gives us so that we can arise and follow him on his path, a path of learning and, yes, potentially of suffering too, but a path that leads to the destination our life wants as its climax.